Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Rob Berkey, who is Senior Vice President of Research and Development for Sage. Rob, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
So I thought we could have a conversation about small business and EMV, and I was at your Sage Summit in New Orleans just a week or so ago, and it was a really interesting experience to be around so many small businesses. You had more than 7,500 of them assembled. And I heard firsthand some of their reactions to all the things that are coming at them, of course, including EMV, which, if you look at the stats, suggests that more than half of them simply won't be ready by the time of the liability shift, which, of course, is October 1st, 2015. What are you telling small businesses who aren't ready? How are you convincing them that it's worth the effort?
That's a really good question. So I think the biggest piece of this for Sage is to help educate our customers with exactly what the implications of EMV are and let them make the decision of when, you know, they feel it's in their company's best interest to invest the time, you know, and the money. If they need to upgrade terminals or something, there's money. But more importantly, and this is something people need to really understand, is that training is one of the biggest components of EMV. And so I think it's really on us at this point. You know, we did it through Summit, and we've had other webinars, and, you know, we've even created a website where, you know, we're doing what we can to educate merchants on what their responsibilities are and what they need to look at. But it, you know, it's also important to understand that EMV is not a mandate. There is a liability implication, but it's not mandatory that a merchant actually comply. They need to make that decision for themselves.
So what are they contemplating? What's in their consideration set? You know, the thing that struck me as I was talking to some of the business owners at your summit was how they're very focused on very, very basic things about running their business, getting paid, sending out invoices on time. And, you know, EMV is not something that is the top priority for them because it doesn't help them check one of those two boxes.
Yeah, exactly. So to answer the question directly, what they need to take into consideration is the liability shift in October that will accompany, you know, this new EMV technology. And then, you know, and I'll explain that in a moment, but, you know, they need to then balance that liability shift and the risk of that along with all of those other factors that you just mentioned. Because I can tell you that, you know, serving small business like we do, it is very evident as we work with these business owners that they don't have time to consider these things. It's just something that they don't think about. They don't want to think about. They're worried about serving their customers. And so we do what we can to give them the information concisely so they can understand. But to lay out what's going to happen in October, if a merchant is accepting credit cards and they take an EMV card and they don't process it as an EMV transaction, if that card transaction ends up being fraud, they will be liable for that fraud. And the question they have to ask themselves is just, you know, the incidence of fraud, the amount of fraud they see in their business, the relationships they have with their customers, et cetera, to let them evaluate the risk of fraud.
So it's interesting because it's not that small businesses aren't concerned about fraud and that they're deprioritizing it, but maybe they don't really understand the impact to their business because they are small. Do you think that's part of it?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, I feel like, you know, the one thing that's, again, obvious to me as I speak to these owners, particularly like at Summit, is the amount of time and energy it takes just to keep the lights on in a small business, right? So all their time goes to that. Analyzing the fraudulent transactions that they deal with and trying to understand how it occurred, or even the degree to which it's a concern for them, is not something that they're very well educated on. And so I think the challenge for Sage has been, you know, providing them this information in a way that they can easily understand and then make their decision about how much time they spend looking into their exposure.
So how are you helping them assess the return on their investment of making the shift? How are you helping them gather that information and make good decisions?
Yeah. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time creating a number of resources, not to mention the number of presentations and webinars that we've given, where we lay out exactly how the fraud can happen. And so, you know, what we're trying to do, and again, we've got a website, Sage Payments EMV, that is, you know, specifically dedicated to helping our customers understand exactly what they need to be concerned about. And so, you know, I think our responsibility and what we're really trying to do is provide this information to our customers in a way that they can consume it. And so, you know, short webinars, online, you know, information, very quick fact sheets, you know, are the way that we will access them because they're busy. You know, we can't provide very long documents that go into, you know, deep liability conversations. We need to do this in sound bites that they can consume. And so we've been working hard to do that through a number of channels to get the message out.
So, you know, one of the things we also talked about with some of the business owners that I met was this notion of contactless payments, contactless cards, mobile wallets, and other forms of payments, how they're thinking about the acceptance of those methods of payments in their business. Do you think that they perceive that as a higher priority, a lower priority, not a priority? How do you think those kinds of innovations are factoring into the small business owner decision set?
Yep. From my experience, those are much smaller than EMV. You know, what I'm not hearing from small business right now is a tremendous push from their customers to accept contactless payments specifically, but even mobility at some level. You know, we've got merchants who do accept Apple Pay, for example, but, you know, I don't feel that our customers believe that that's absolutely critical in their day-to-day operation. If it's built into solutions, I think they'd like to have it. And it is important to the Sage message that we help our customers be prepared to take any payment anywhere, anytime. And so we're desperately trying to bring solutions to bear so they get that for free. But I don't believe they're willing to work hard for it at the moment, whereas EMV is a little more concerning. And I think so that from a business point of view, they're, again, they're focused on keeping the lights on. I think they realize that, you know, they don't want to spend the time on EMV, but they'll have to at some point. And then as their customers start to demand, you know, contactless payments or mobility, they will be interested in those products as demand builds. But I do believe that contactless cards, from what we're seeing, don't seem to be the real driver of that kind of technology. It's more mobility. And, you know, the solutions like Apple Pay and what will soon be Android or Google Pay, I guess, Android Pay. And, you know, the other technologies like Samsung just bought the company Loop. So all these technologies, as they come out, I do believe those will push the landscape of new technology like contactless payments more than RFID cards, for example.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, merchants, businesses will wait until enough consumers say, hey, why don't you accept, you know, fill in the blank payment method, and then they'll explore it. But I think to your point, making it easy for them to basically flip the switch is what a small business would find to be the ideal solution for them, because they don't have the resources or the expertise to go figure it out on their own. Let me ask another question about a trend that we talk and write about a lot on payments, and that's, you know, the omni-channel trend, and thinking about it from the business perspective. How are small businesses considering omni-channel? So being present, you know, on the mobile channel, on the online channel, and in a physical environment. Do they perceive that to be a barrier or a priority at the moment?
I believe that it is a priority for many businesses, and I believe that from our perspectives, you know, Sage Payment Solutions, we are also working to help our customers understand that that is important. The concept of serving your customer anywhere at any time that they want to make a payment is very important to the way that the industry is moving. And so, you know, the ability to buy at the Apple store without going to a point of sale device, or the ability to take payment, you know, somewhere in the store, the roaming POS, I think customers are going to more and more expect those technologies to be available. And again, e-commerce online. I think that as businesses continue to explore payments, they desperately need to consider omnichannel options. And Sage, you know, is working very hard to provide those solutions, as we mentioned a moment ago, you know, very seamlessly so that they don't have to think it through very much, but they can implement these new technologies as they come about.
So I'm going to ask you to put on your, or look into your crystal ball, put on your I'm looking at the future cap. And we know that today, as we sit, more than half of small businesses won't be ready when the October date rolls around. Let's say 4 or 5 years from now, we're having a similar conversation. Do you think that small businesses will become EMV compliant over the next 3 to 4 years? Do you think they'll look at alternatives like mobile in some cases to leapfrog an EMV requirement because of the business or the environment that they're in? Maybe they won't take cards. Maybe they'll reimagine point of sale in a different way. And what do you think they'll have to overcome to get to that future state, whatever that future state is?
Right. So first of all, I think it's really interesting to look at Canada as an example in their EMV rollout. I would say that it's fair to assume in the next several years that we will not approach 100% merchant acceptance for EMV. In fact, you know, after 7 or 8 years, Canada is only at 80%. So, yep. You know, what's important about that is 20% of those transactions are still a traditional card. So I think, you know, this kind of goes along with the omnichannel point. I think what's going to become clear over the next several years is that our customers, small businesses, have to be prepared to take payments in a multitude of ways. So, and that means traditional cards, you know, completely bypassing EMV. EMV also comes in a couple of flavors. There's chip and signature, there's chip and PIN. I think that, you know, understanding all of the various payment options to your customer and then having those available will be the challenge of the next 5 years. And I don't believe EMV is going to make any of this easier. In fact, I think it's only going to make it more complicated. And so, you know, as we move towards, you know, let's say 2020, I think the challenge for these businesses is just going to be continuing to keep up with the payment trends. And then to your point, something could come along. And in fact, you know, it's very possible that something of a mobile POS could circumvent EMV a little bit. But, you know, I think the theme here for small business over the next 5 years is to stay loose and stay in the hunt. But, you know, also importantly, being Sage, what I'd like to say is work closely with your payment partner to make sure that you've got the tools you need and select a partner. Sage believes that we are a good partner for this, but select a partner that's very focused on making sure our customers are up to date.
Do you think that consumers will be educated enough about EMV cards that they'll start asking merchants that don't accept EMV cards why they don't?
So that's a very good question. At this point, I believe that could happen, but I don't believe we're at that point right now. The vast majority of the people that I speak with that have EMV cards have simply noted the novelty of the chip being in the card. The liability and the implications of that chip have not in any way kind of trickled out to consumers that I can see. I do believe over time, you know, as people experience an EMV transaction, I think they'll start to come to understand it better, but I think that's going to take a period of months and years.
I agree with you. And something you said, you know, really struck me. We never seem to get rid of any payment method. So merchants still accept cash. They'll reluctantly accept a check. You know, they'll obviously take cards. And when enough momentum happens, they'll accept mobile payments of a variety of flavors. So, you know, your point about merchants having the right capabilities to seamlessly enable the new things that come along without complicating their own environment is critical, especially when you're small and you have to be able to pivot from the consumer that pays you in cash to the consumer that wants to pop open their smartphone and use an app to pay. It's a lot to deal with.
I agree. And in fact, you know, something that Sage Payments takes great pride in is this concept of helping our customers take, you know, any kind of payment, you know, anytime. You know, we support check transactions. We've got point of sale devices that have the ability to record cash. Our mobile solution has that ability as well. You know, so I think that, you know, there's two sides of it, right? There's the cutting edge, you know, which you need your provider to help you stay on. But then there's also the long tail. And I think, you know, mm-hmm. Sage is uniquely positioned to help customers with both sides of that equation. You can't ignore checks. You can't ignore cash. I mean, to your point, we never get rid of that. And that long tail is going to stay kind of, you know, pervasive in a business for years to come.
Yeah, as I said, I really enjoyed being at Summit because you really get the sense of what's important to a small business when you actually talk to them about what they're worried about, what their priorities are, what keeps them up at night, and payment method and these kinds of things are important, but not as important as making sure the business of their business is running smoothly and they're selling products or they're delivering services and they're keeping their customers happy. And all of this other stuff has to work for them in a way that doesn't introduce complexity or friction.
Yep, you bet. And that's why we consider it our charge to make sure that we provide these solutions absolutely seamlessly, because those customers just don't have the time to think it through. And so, you know, it is incumbent on a provider like Sage to build the solutions in, make them easy to add to the existing suite of payment options, and make sure that they seamlessly integrate. And so, you know, being from an accounting company, obviously our ability to interface with accounting systems and bring it all together seamlessly for customer is something that we think is kind of a responsibility on our side to keep it simple.
Well, Rob, it was really great to get your perspective on a really important piece of the EMB discussion, and that is how small businesses are thinking about it, and more importantly, what they're doing about it. I really enjoyed the opportunity to share thoughts. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.